Okay. Basically, it's everything here is connected. Everything here is it's really one big sugya. But it's a geshmaka sugya. So we're going to try to make sense of some of the lumdus in Nara Marasa. So the Gemara goes as follows. Kayadua, Nara Marasa is in this joint stage of not being fully Birshus Habal and not fully leaving Birshus Ha'av, and therefore they work together in terms of the Hafaras Nidarim. Now even there, Yesh Lachkor, and one could clear, and what to just keep in mind for the entire parak is the father and the Baal similar in that end. Meaning, what is the schus? Is it that the father is zeiche? He has a schus in all of her, in all of the schusim that he has, in her maisi adayim, in her metzias, in everything. And he really, that's part of his ownership. And now the Baal just is extracting a little bit from the av, but they're not necessarily full shutvin that they work together, you know, entirely with this new project. Because the father originally had the full-fledged bialis. Just what to think about. what is hakama? What is hafara? Hopefully, we're not going to discuss now, although it does really come up a little bit. We got to be one of the haris of the rashash in this gemara. I'm not really going to speak about it here. I think it's going to come up later on. So I decided to hold off in terms of hakama, shtika, and what is the hakama? Is the hakama Yesh Lachkor also in the nature of what a hakama is. Hafara is clear. Hafara is a way to uproot the nether. But what is the status of a hakama? What does hakama do? Is it an affirmation? Or is it just a lack of hafara? Yesh Lachkor also in terms of that. There's a lot to discuss in terms of that. We'll Mirtz Hashem talk about that at a later date. But the Gemara starts off, let's just read the Mishnah. Nar Marasa Aviyu, Bala Mefir Nidirel. Hefer av lo hefer abal, hefer abav lo hefer av, inu mufer, v'inu tzarech lomar shekiyim echad mehem. Okay? So what is that v'in tzarech lomar? You know, that's already what to discuss. V'in tzarech lomar. Is that now telling me something about the hakama / hafara relationship? But clearly from the Mishnah you see that you need their joint involvement when it comes to nedar. So let's skip to the Gemara. Ein tzarech lomar shekiyim echad mehem. That's the Gemara I'd like to discuss. So the Gemara says, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that you had one person do hafara, you had another person do hakama, then you had a she'ela on the hakama, ma'u desema ma'i de'uki l'ha akra, kamash malon that not, and mefir and shneim b'bas achas. So what was the ma'u desema and what's the kamash malon? So one pshat in the Rishayim, that's not in the Ran in front of us, one pshat in the Rishayim is the Ma'u Desema is that the Akira alone, the Akira of the Akama alone would stand. Kamash Malon, the Akira alone doesn't stand. I need a Maisa Hafara. But all you have to do is just add the Hafara from the Tzad Hasheni, who was making. Again, what do you have over here? You have a person who was Mefer, right? Then the second, let's call it the Baal, was Mekim. He was Shoyl on the Akira. The Ma'u Desema was an interesting Chiddush, according to this Pshat. That Elaine should be Megala Maidas, that I don't want the Neder, by the She'ela, the Akama. Kamash Malon, that what? Kamash Malon, that he needs to be Mefer also. Because you need the Mefir and Shneim of Asachas. You need Mefir and Shneim. That's one pshat in the Rishon.
And it's viewed as Bebas Achas.
And it's viewed as Bebas Achas, even though there was an interruption. Yeah. That's one pshat in the Rishonim.
What's not bevas achas then?
What's not bevas achas?
That's
a good pshat. I mean, that's a good kasha. Meaning, why do you need that extra word? Why don't you just say kamash bol and demefir and shneim? Right, right. It's a little bit. It's a little bit tzarachin according to this pshat. I think this is the Meiri's pshat that he learns that this. So why is that considered vasachas? It's really just a lack of shnei hafara. Yeah, in a chanami. So that's why most of the Rishonim don't learn like that. So the Ran says that the chiddush is that the original hafara is garnished. That the original hafara is not even good, and the whole thing was nispata, and everything's gone, and you got to redo everything. So that's what the Ran says. That's the Ran says that it's command alesa, and therefore you do it all again. And that's the shita of the Rambam. But then the Ran quotes from the Rambam that the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds that no, once you had a hafara with a hakara, the kamash malon of the Gemara is that this is ois hafaradik. You no longer are nitan for a hafara anymore. Because there was a hakama. And even though you eradicate that hakama, the fact is that now you have no way to fix it. So Zokhtaran, what's the lumdis? Alam divrei Rambam Zal, this is in the third of the wide lines, near in the middle lines. The kol shechola hakama bein hafara, dechad lahafara deidach, shuv einin yolcholun lahafir. By the way, the Ran says in the next line, Adam, Miu ba bas achas lav dafka. Even the Ran himself is saying bas achas lav dafka. Da filu mefer zesh achas v'chaveru arvis sagi shalai hifzik ben time dover shumake v'afar. But according to him, you're going to say, but there is epis something that the hakama can't be mafsik. But he still is being maskim that there is no din of hakama v'afara, of the din of afara v'bas achas. It's not that you have to do a mamish to the same exact time. So the
according to the Rambam.
One second. The Ram, when he quotes the Ramban against the Rambam, he says a pshat in the Rambam. Because it's not exactly clear why the Rambam learnt like he did. L'chayra misvara, I would have said exactly like the Ramban. There was a problem with Afara. Okay, fine. So wash it all away. Start again. You need to have a hafara with hafara. The hakama ended it, so let's start again. You did nothing, he did nothing. So let's start again, wash it, and then just redo. So Zokhtaran, in the first of the middle lines, Mi'u b'chiyai sage sh'loi toimer, ein hafara achar hafara. Means the lumdis of the Rambam that holds like that, not like the Ramban, holds that there's a new yesog here called what? Ein hafara achar hafara. That even though what? Your hafara really was inconsequential. Your hafara did not achieve being made for the neder. But there's still going to be a din called ein hafara achar hafara. What's pshat? What's the nekudas hamachlokes in the Ramban and the Rambam? Yeah, Daniel. No, I cut you off before.
Oh, I was just saying for the Rambam, see, the way you read the Kamash Malonis, that the Mafir and Shneim Devas Achas, meaning you should have been Mafirit together without having done anything else.
Right.
And now that you didn't, now you have no...
Happens to be, now that you mention it, I want to quote it because it's Meyerdik. There's a Machlaikis, the Rambam and the Ramban. And I'm tempted to say that this might be connected, but we'll get there. I wasn't going to say this now. There's a machlokes, the Ram and the Ramban, which is l'chayra going to now have nafkaminas on how you learn the maskana. The Ramban's shita and Roiv Rishonim shita is that the din of Yom Shomo has to do with each and every one individually on the day of their hearing of the neder. The Rambam's shita is not like that. The Rambam's shita is that the Yom Shomo means if the Baal or the Av heard on Sunday, then the hafara has to be on Sunday for both. So that's a mayuradika kamashmul enough shneim afirim basachas. And if I would have never seen this Rambam, I would have never taken this diak seriously. But the Ran is interesting that the Ran says, if I read again, the Ran, Umiu bebas achas lav dafka, in the fourth of the middle lines, Umiu bebas achas lav dafka, dafilu. What's the Ran saying? Dafilu mefer ze shachris vechaveru arvis. Why didn't he say ze Tuesday and ze 3 weeks from now? Why did he have to keep it on one day? That was the best case that the Ran could figure out. Sounds like the Ran's saying that there is a limit. Got to be on the same day. So what's pshat in that, and why are they arguing about that? And yeah, ultimately, that's going to be an afkamina, is what the Kamash Malan is. The Tzarech Shneim Mefir and Bavasach is just as an aside, and maybe that has relevance to what we're about to say. Comes along where Rabbi Yisai, the Reb Naphtali starts with this, and this is a few Achronim had this Yisai. And they connect it, and by the way, you should point out, that this is not just the Rambam. It's also the Shita of the Rosh. The Shita of the Rosh and Kamash Malan, the Ad Mefir and Shneim, Abbas Achas, Ka'achas, Kiloimar Zok the Rosh. You with me? Shlo Yehi Hefzak Shah bin Beiz Ha'afaros, Shlo Haya Achron Roy Lahofer, Kagon Hocha, Shekoidim Shanisha Lo Haya Roy Lahofer, Hilkoch Nispat Lahafaros of Afilu Im Yefer Arishon, Imo Pamshenes Eino Moyil. So it's not just the Rambam. It's also Chachmei Ashkenaz. The Rosh also holds like this Mahalach. But clearly against the Ran and the Ramban versus the Rosh and the Rambam. That's the Machlokes. So Rabbi Yisai, the Olim got up to Samach Zayin, Samach Ches a little bit. So I don't want to get too... Yeah? Yeah, that's where everyone's up to. So I don't want to get too off top, too involved in the Sugyas over there. Very, very... Cheshboini-oriented Gemaras. But there is this concept that the Gemara goes through different scenarios. Meisa'av, Meisha'av, Nisroikla'at Rishasa'av, right? So then the Gemara quotes the following scenario. Sorry, Samachesim of this. Shama Aviyah, Samach Tesim and Aleph, Vehefirla, V'loy hispik abal l'shmoya ad shemes, choyzer ha'av u'mefer chelko shel bal. Amar Abnosan, this is only hein divrei b'sham. V'shilu loymrim ena yachal le'efer. Why? So the Gemara goes on and explains, it's totally on how the hafara process works. Is the hafara process a megas gaius? You just split it? Or is the afara process a miklish kolish, a change in the etzem neder, a weakening in the etzem neder, and then mela, that's going to affect the transference back into the rishus ha'av, that it's not going to work anymore. So, the rishonim work on this kasha of, why don't you also say that there's a miklish kolish in both directions? I don't want to get too bogged down in the rush and the run, how they deal with this kasha, but Rabbi Naphtali points out that there's two ways to learn this yisoid of miklish kolish. When we're saying the hafara took effect to the extent that there was now a klishus in the nether, is that kol od that it's yochol lehitztarif to the second one's nether, and therefore there's a toyelus, there's a chalois of miklish kolish lefi beis hillel. Ad kama that it's efshar litztarif to the other hafara, and that it could accomplish hafara.
You mean the second hafara?
Yeah, but once that there's an ihitztarfus and it's gone, so then the klishus is also nisbatla hafara capability, nisbatla haklishus. So Rav Naphtali proves from the way the Rishonim ask certain kashas in the sugya that it's clear that the Ran learned like that. That kol od that everyone's alive, and it's shayach for it to latch on to another afara of another individual, so then there's going to be a klishus also. But if you look in the Rambam, and you look at the Rush also, it comes out that no, it's independent of what? Says Rav Naphtali, it's independent, the klishus is chal, no matter what. It's independent of it being mitzdarif to another person's afara. So says Rav Naphtali, that he thinks that the Rosh and the Rambam are Lishitasa. That it comes out from that concept of Beis Hillel, that the din of Kolish HaNeder Which, by the way, could have, if Rav Naftali is right, if this is correct, it could have tremendous nafkaminas of a matzav of kolish haneder, where the hafara doesn't take effect, but maybe now it's going to have nafkaminas about my einshin for that neder by the fact that it was kolish. Even though it's nisbatla, there's no hafara being able to be done. It's unbelievable. So if you hold like that, Zokter Naftali, what's coming out over here? The av hafara, or the first party's hafara, was chal. And even if it never comes into fruition to be uprooting a neder, there was something chal mitzari zafara. There's episach halois in the afara. Memela zokter naftali, if that's the case, so now I could work with the yesoi and I can tell you that there's going to be a concept called ein afara, achar afara. Because what? No matter what, there was afara chal. There's a klishus that's existing, lo'olam void, no matter what the matzias is going to be, no matter what's going to happen, lo'asi. So there's a chalois, so in chalois, achar chalois. So now you can't be mefer again, ein afara, achar afara. Masha'enkin, the Ramban holds, that whole klishus is only an afgamina, kol old it is a hechidimsa, that it's going to turn into a afara. But if you don't hold to the klishus, and if you don't get to that iskaimus, that fulfillment, that it's never going to be kolish, and kolish is not an automatic, independent chalois, so mamela, you're never going to have an ein afara achar afara. Because there was no afara, it's garnished. So mamela, zoktam naftali, that's lishitasam. It's all tali, and how they learn the klishus of Beis Hillel. So mamela, is that going to now chapen afkamina legabe os on samach zayin? Was there something here that's now continuing to exist, even in a matzav that what the other guy did a hakoma, and it's never going to lead to afara because it was making it. So what do you mean your afara stops? So just wipe, wash, start again, and zeu. No, not true, not true. I did afara. I had a klishus in the nether. Mamela, there was something to be ma'akiv. The second afara to be chal, even though it never came into fruition for a future, because there was a future hakama from the other shutif. That's one mahalach. The problem with this mahalach is it only works kol od that the girsa is what we have in the Gemara. The girsa in our Gemara is what happened. Maladisema, what happened over here? Ki itchich leike going to hefer echen me'am mekiyam echen me'am mechazer mekayim initial aklamaso. Maladisema, my de ukele akre, kamashmon de mefir and shneim abasachas. The problem is, many Rishonim and the Rambam himself, when he brings down this case, the Rambam holds that it was a hakoma before a hafor. So the Karen Ur points out that if it's a hakoma before a hafara, so there's klor, nothing chal. Because if I come after a person's hakoma, I'm pitutwe dar varim ba'alma. He already had a hakoma. It wasn't even a maisa hafara at that point in time. So it's very hard to say Rav Naftali's vart if you understand, if you take the girsa in the opposite direction, that you're coming with a hafara achar the hakoma. So, it could be, I was just thinking, that maybe one could suggest that it's a different lumdus. Perhaps one could suggest a second mahalach. We said that the Rambam says that there has to be a tziruf between the Baal and the Av, b'yoyim shon. That it's not only that they each have to hear and be mefer or make him and respond on the day of their neder, on the day of their shmiyah, I'm sorry. But that even has an ikuv on the process in totality. That we have to work in unison and the entire, where we're limited even in zman in terms of both of our hafaras. So is it possible to suggest that the Rambam held that there was a tziruf between that my response has to link with your response, and perhaps that is contingent on the shmiyah that happened, the haraya that we're all limited, The Rambam didn't look at Hafara as everyone doing what they need to do and then put that all together. And then we have a Hafara, a Neder that was Hufar, that we have a Feta complete because 1 plus 1 equals 2. If that would be the case, that's like the Ramban says. So then everyone should respond on their independent days, do what they have to do, respond appropriately, and zehu. And at the end of the day, if sof ko sof, we have a Hafara on the appropriate times that we heard the Neder, so then good. So you'll be making, you'll be mafer, no problem. What's the problem? According to the Rambam, there's more of a process. There's more of a limitation. There's more of a signon of us coming together and creating a status of Hafara. So Ken Zion just push it. Maybe one could suggest that the Rambam held that this was also a problem in the process. Not because of Ein Hafara Achar Hafara. Not because of a Chalois, like Rav Natali said, that something was Chal already, and the Mela, how could I uproot that? The Rambam's saying that just there's a problem with me responding with this way and him responding that way for us to be mitzarif those responses. That is an illness within the process. You heard about the neder and you responded like this. So now we wanted to continue, have a continuum in that process. He killed it. He killed it by him being Makim. And Kihechi, like he would kill it if he would now take his independent day and try to be Shaimea and respond to what he wants to know and not to be Mitzarek to your Afara. So he also kills it when he's making it. That killed the Tziruf. You both have to respond in kind in this process with the Afara / Afara, and then we could have Afara on the Yoim Shoimo. But now you're trying to change things. You respond to Hafara. That had potential. Now he stopped that. And now you want to start it again? So then the Rambam says that misses the whole yisod of the Hafara process. What I'm trying to suggest is perhaps we can extrapolate from this machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban in B'yom Shomo, to perhaps suggest a new yisod in the Hafara, that it's not independent Hafaras that now are just added together on their independent days, in their independent processes. No, perhaps the Rambam is telling us, no, there's a tziruf. There's a, it's not a 1 plus 1. There's a Hafara dika'av dika'bal. Memela, there's a whole mitzarif, there's a whole process. And Memela, once you're making it, you're killing that. So now, it's just like in B'yom Shamo, I have my limitations, so also over here, I have a limitations, also when it comes to a hefsik of a hakam in the middle.
So why, according to the Rambam, is a comma, right? Why can't, according to this pshat?
The second pshat.
According to the second pshat.
Why can't you start again?
Yeah.
Right. So I was thinking about that. I think the answer is because you were... Why can't you also just press pause and delay it? The answer is because you started a process. You started a process with the Hafara. So now that had potential, and now we were looking for that process to be completed. And we didn't get that completion. So now we lost the chance. In Echrami, you would have to say that the Rambam understands that this is all totally on your first response. That the Baal and the Av come together in the way they respond to the Neder, and they create this Tziruf, that now this is not a Neder that has this kindness. This is not a Neder that's going to be lasting. But the second, if you look at me as an independent entity, L'chara, there should be no problem the fact that he responded like that. We have the potential, B'yom Shomer, for both of us to reject the Neder in unison as one Maisit Tziruf, we didn't do so. In Echanami, you're right. In Svar, you could have said what I was saying and said, okay, let's give him a second shot. You're right. You have to add on that in our unison response to this neder, there wasn't a unified response. So Mamela, we lost it. Yeah.
Does the last line of the Mishnah of Ein Tzarech Lomar Shekiyim Echamehem work any better or worse with one of these Peshatim?
No.
Like, does that work better? I mean,
everyone agrees to what the pshat of that line is.
The fact, like, what's it adding? Like, the Ein Tzarech Lomar, like, is it adding anything according to, like, is that telling us any more or no?
Isn't that what the Gemara is telling us? The Gemara is saying it's a case.
Yeah,
of,
but there you sewed in that line, like, based on either these pshatim or no.
No, I think everyone's going to agree that it's coming to what the Gemara is saying. The shaila is just, what does the Gemara mean? Right? Yeah.
So, according to the second shot.
Yeah.
What do you do with the, like, the Rav's?
Again, I didn't see this anywhere. This is just my own. Yeah.
Just, I mean, it made sense to me what the Rav's saying before in terms of in explaining the Ramban, almost setting up that the Ramban is
I mean,
he doesn't say that. When
no, I'm not saying this. I'm not saying this. You're saying, how does this work in the Ran? No, I'm saying differently than the Ran.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not trying to fit in. The Ran, I think, holds it's ein afar afar. Okay. This wouldn't work within the Ran. I think the Ran works well with Rav Naftali's pshat. Yeah, in Echanami. I think, but that's the Ran who's coining that term.
Yeah.
I don't think necessarily that's mukhach that necessarily what the Rishonim said. But you're right. Yeah, it wouldn't necessarily fit into that phraseology of ein afar afar.
Yeah, according to the Ran, there's a day break between the two afaros with no hakama in the middle.
It's not good. That's what the Ram holds, right?
That's also ma'akir.
Yeah, if you don't have Biyom Shomo for both, yeah.
So yeah. Why do you say Shachar Zionis?
No, I think it would have to, the way I'm suggesting the Ran would feed the Rambam, it would have to be Arva Shachar.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little backwards.
Right.
I was thinking that, yeah. And if that's true, then the Diyak's gone. That has no Shach, because it's a different day. You know, so then, yeah. I don't know.
I'm saying the split of the day is the same.
Unless it's me ace lace.
It's the same equal as a hakama.
What do you mean? That's machlekes rishonim. If the split of the day is a problem,
it would be the same uprooting.
It would be not a good afar.
As a hakama.
Yeah.
Same power.
The Rashba, when he brings down this Rambam, he asks a interesting kasha. He says. He thinks the Rambam is wrong, but for an entirely different reason. He says that you look at the Gemara on Daf Samaches. So the Gemara says, if Hefer Habal, and then he dies, right? So Chazer v'nisreikna l'rishus ha'av. So Frek the Rashba, according to the Rambam, what do you mean? The Baal was already Mefer. So it should be a problem of ein afara achar afara. So how could the av even take over the neder? It should be huklish on neder, and there's a problem of he doesn't say huklish on neder. I'm adding that in, but there's a problem with the afara. The baal made afara memela. It should not be good anymore for the baal, for the av to even if you say nisrokna rishus av. His lashon is like this. He's proving his shita like the Ran and the Ramban from the Brisa. The Tanya Shama Bailo Vehefer Lavelo Hispika Av Lishmoyat Shemesa Bal Choyzer Av Umefer Chelko Shal Bal Da Alma Zok the Rashba. Afal gav da foras habal yotza bishas she'ena ru'uye. The cave in the lay is big avlish moya vlehofer bechaya bal. Afal bishahefer av chelkola acher misas habal in oklum. Mishum de bayin and shiifru shneem of asachas. Ulafiha haforas habal shekodma ena moyelis. So that we ignore dalmeyoch da foras habal. Vafilu hochik tani, and even though he was mayfair, afilu hochik tani. Choyzer avu mefer chalko shel baal the nisroik or rishos habaal laav alma lo yamrina and cave in the meikara lo yitzav for us habaal afara shuv lo yochol av laav for machmas habaal shein afara achar afara. Like you, the Rambam said, frek the Rashba, you should say the av to never be able to do the afara again because the afara habaal didn't work and ain afara achar afara. So must be zok the Rashba, I'm right, and what? And avada you could wipe everything away and the afara could exist after afara. So the Chor of the Rashba is a pill. What's the Rashba saying? The Meiri says he doesn't understand what the Rashba is saying. That's proof for the Chiddush of Nisreikna L'Rishus Ha'av. It's not anymore an issue of Hafara Achar Hafara. I don't need the Baal anymore. He's out of the picture. Frek the Meiri. What's happening over here? L'Choyra. Another major Yisoid that's Chlor in the Rashba. That the Meiri's arguing and would come out Ladasa Ramam to defend him. No. What's Nisroikna Rishus Ha'av? This is Mary Nafkamina for the Gemara and Samaches. What does it mean, Nisroikna Rishus Ha'av? Is the lumdus of Nisroikna Rishus Ha'av that now the Av just becomes the entire Mayfair and all of, and the whole Tzirif and the whole Maisa Afara is now
No, it's like old times. It's like when this was a little kid. It's like when she was growing up in my house. And now I got no partners over here. I'm just doing it on my own. She's now like a Nara in my house. Is that the pshat? That's what the Rambam will hold. That's the Meir. The Rashba's holding not like that. The Rashba's holding, no, I take on the Hafaras Habal that's now Nisroitna to the Rishas of the Av. That now the Av becomes the Tziruf of both of those people. Meneo Zok the Rashba, I have a riot. Ein Hafara, Hafara is not a problem. Because the Hafara of the Baal is now existing in the house of the Av. That's the only way you can explain the Taina of the Rashba. That's clear how we understood Nisroitna. A big Chiddush. I would have said Pashas not like that. That there's no Kushameyakar Alessa from that Sugya. But Elamai, you see that they're arguing within the Yisoid of Nisraikna. Within the Yisoid of Nisraikna. But L'chayra, right? Like the way we're explaining in the Rambam, if you say that the Av is the total Mefer over here, so there's no Shaykhis to any issues of Ein Afara Achar Afara. He now, it's totally changed. The whole nether response is totally different. It's back like old times, back when she was a little girl in my house, and I had the full response, and I had the full tziruf. And I had a full-fledged response in there on the right time, on the right day, in the right process, with no other afaras expected. What was, that has no shaykhas right now. Now you have a clear response, which is a kiyum to everything I'm saying. There's no kasha from the sugya whatsoever. I think maybe we'll stop here. There's what to be meisif in terms of the next part of the Ran, the next part of the Rashba. I just want to marmokom ani lecha because I don't want to go too long. These Rans, you need as much time as you can for these Rans. So the Rashba that the Ran quotes, Hiksha Rashba. That why is the Hakama in our sugya even causing a problems in the first place? Amay Amrina da Afara Kamaisa Butla the Halabasar the Itchel ala Kamasa Kaven the Chacham Oiker Saneder Meikaro. Yeah, everyone see where I am? I'm like the middle lines of the run. Frekta Rashba, once the Chacham has the ability to Oiker the Neder, so Mela is Kamisha Eno. So it's Kamisha Eno, so it's just a Hafara with a Hafara. So what's the problem? The Labas is the Itchel al Kamasa, Kaven the Chacham Oiker Saneder Meikaro, Hare Kulo Hikim Klau. With some parak, Yisha Mekadesh, and Mekadesh says Yisha, Amanasha Eino Lenadarim, Vinimtsu Lenadarim, Eino Mekadesh, Holchel, Afi Chachm, Vitira, Arizim Mekadesh. The Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, if you marry a woman, Amanasha, that she doesn't have Nadarim, and then she has Nadarim, so it's not Mekaftos, it's not a good Kiddushin, but if you're Oiker, then Neder, so then what? It comes out that it's a good Kiddushin. So Frek the Rashba, so then why don't you say the same thing for the, to effectuate the hafara process also. There's no hakama over here. So mele should be hafara. So why should there be an ikuv over here in terms of the hafara? So the Ran says something interesting. The Ran needs hezber. I'm curious how you guys learned the Ran. Ulididi lav kushi hi klal. The kaven de kiddushin mitokshu maise gomer. That's why I said this is an achroinish sugyas, not because of the achroinim, because the rishayim become achroinim. It's like every Ran here is a Reb Shimon. V'lididivav kushi klal de kedushim mitokshu maise gomor afal gav de kolzman shalei itira lechayla ki itira amrinon di igloi milse de meikara chayla. Aval afora de chad mahani kol shalei tvei de ba'ape nafsha live midihi. Ela betzirufa de idach. V'afilu betzirufa de idach lai mahani kolzman shein ruim litzdarav biyachad. So what's the chiluk? The end of the day, what's the chiluk? Maise gomer versus what? A farah that needs a tziruf. That what? What's going on over here? What do you guys say?
So it's like the interruption in the process.
So it's an interruption in the process. An interruption in the process by the kiddushin also. It's, there's no kiddushin. You may be married or almanas that there's no nedar.
So here by Baras, saying that it's all one big process that needs to be viewed as one entity. So if you have anything that interrupts it, that's going to be a problem. Hashem came by kiddushin. There's no process going on. We're going to need this is poly and this and this is poly and that. It's just that we have one action that that effectuates the kiddushin.
So, but I don't understand. Once you hold chacham as oikir neder l'mafreya, so l'mafreya retroactively there was no ikiv in the process. He's oikir.
That works when you have a kiddushin.
Well, that's what I'm asking, but Lamaisa, once you're oikir neder l'mafreya, so l'mafreya it's nisgala that there was a tziruv.
I think what he's saying is that l'mafreya doesn't help here.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Why?
Did the document between hatar and afar?
Why? No, that's not what he's saying.
Not because the healing is he's saying he's describing the process.
No, he is, but I'm asking on him. I'm saying, I don't say, okay, even Lishitosko, that there's a process, but I'm afraid the process is fine. Bechaira, no? That's all. I think you were saying the Ran is saying, I agree. But I don't get it, because once a that's the Chiddush of Chacham being Oiker Nedir L'Mafreya. So then once a Chacham is Oiker Nedir L'Mafreya, and that, he's not saying that leave Chacham out of here. That's not what he's saying. So once he's saying, so Lechaira, I assume what he's holding is something very tief, which is something that Reb Chaim makes up. Is that there's this new concept called Mikanu Lahab L'Mafreya. There's a chalois right now of an akira on the hakama that exists hayoyim. Chaim says this in Mian. There's this concept thrown around like Mikanu Lahaba L'Mafreya. Today I create a chalois that from Mikanu Lahaba there's going to be an akira L'Mafreya. There's a L'Mafreya de L'Mafreya and there's a Mikanu Lahaba L'Mafreya. Which means what? Mikanu Lahaba, now when I look back retroactively, it's gone. It's gone. But it must be that I have to agree, up until today, it existed. So that is enough of an ikuv in my tziruv, in my process, like you're saying, Benji. You have to exist, you have to agree that there was an ikuv there, that it's totally gone. That it was in existence till now. Masha'inkin, if you had a chalois kiddushin and it just is not able to be chal on the tnai, that what? That there's some sort of ikuv with Nedarim, so as kol ol, that right now we could say that l'mafreya, even today, l'mafreya, it's gone, so the memela, it's chal. So the mekana la'ab l'mafreya is going to be messed up in a tziruf, in a process that you needed to have never have had an ikuv, historically, and that's going to be a problem for the Nedarim.
The kiddushin case, when was the kiddushin chal?
So the kiddushin is chal now when the kiyumat tanai is chal. It's totally on the tiyum, yeah. It's always totally on the tanai, yeah. So right now I have the ability to mimkayim the tanai. That l'chayra is what comes out of the Ram. L'chayra. But what's fascinating, everybody says, the Ram doesn't quote the Rashba's answer. And to me, this is the biggest chiddush in the sugya. And I just maramokum in yilacha. So the Ram, when the Rashba, when he quotes this kasha, he says this bamba kasha, right? Listen to this. Unbelievable. This is wild. The Kayim Echad de Komar. You ready for this? Hainu dafka av. Umay echod miyuchad shebehen. Vainu av. Ukeyoitze baba talmud harbe. There's times that the Gemara says echod and it doesn't mean just one of them, just Harry. It means hamiyuchad sheboy. And the Gemara meant over here, we're not arbitrary making a chiluk. But we're saying what? That the father was the one who was making, and the Baal was the one who was mefer. Ukiyotz baba talmud arbe vechmei perkas vina imaisa midish alechmei shirishim rishim kanaveino kelek shaisa midish alechmei. He brings a right to this word of miuchod. Hochanami dafke kishayim aav, or dafke kishkayim aav v'taima lefisha hoyra koyach habal. The ein afaroso klum elo kishahoya ha'av roi lo hofer shein abal mefer elo b'shutfis So Memelo Dr. Rajba, since he makes a hechitimtza, that the hakam over here is what? Is where the father was making. And then the Baal only, what does he say? The Baal can only exist as a hemshich and as a byproduct of the Av. The Av is the Iker and the Baal is the Tofel, based on what we introduced in the Masechta. So Memelo, that's why he wants to say over here that also that's going to answer his kasha. That over here, what? How's this going to answer his kasha? Amaylo amrin amay the ukim ha'akri v'tiyave akomoso ki'ilu lo'isa v'avaroso rishon t'ave ha'forum aliyos. I mean, how do you theorize the Rashba? How do you finish? So fine, so it's bedafka. It's hakama from the av. And therefore, you can no longer say that it's oikulam afreya. And memela what? And memela we should have the ability to what? To go back to what? To say that the afara is a good afara, right? So the answer is, Dr. Rashba, I'll tell you why. Because the other guy's afara also is no good. Because the other guy's afara is only good if I started off with afara of the af. And his hafara can only exist as mikoyach my hafara. So you can't just say, stam, that let him be oiker, and memela it's going to work. Even though okala nedel mafreya. Because the Baal can't exist without me. So since I'm going to say that the echitimtza of the Gemara was that the av was make him, and the av is iker, and hafara is nadara, so it comes out that his hafara was garnished also. So mikoyach this kasha, he's mamish setting up a new Havana in the whole Hakama Hafara process and the Hafara process of the Shutfus and the Gemara's Lekamon of how the Baal and the Av interact, that the Av is the Iker, which makes a lot of sense because the Av's not changing. The Av is status quo. The Av has the girl in his Rishus. Now he just invited someone over to his meal. So very nice, you're coming over to my meal, you're a guest, but you're not going to change over my ownership. You're not going to change over my shlita. Memela Zokta Rashba, the Baal's hafara is never going to be hafara. Kolol that I had akama, and that's the hechitimtza in the Gemara. So the teretz of the Rashba is much more geshmak than the kasha that the Ran quoted. Okay, the Ran's not stam telling you chidushim. That's not the Ran's purpose over here. He wants to give other teruts into the Rishonim's kashas. But when you look in the Rashba, the mikoyach. What he had to be mechadish in our sugya, mikoyach this kasha of oiker aneder l'mafreya, of why don't you say it to hafara now because now you could just be oiker the neder and it's as if it didn't exist. So the Ran says the Zohar Rashba is because the Baal doesn't exist. Because the Baal can only exist mikoyach the iker of the av, and every hafara is not a shutfus of a hechi of 50-50, but it's now going to be an iker and a tafel of the av and the Baal. So we really had potentially, if we take the lumdus of the first part and now this Rashba, we have three potential pshatim in the interplay and the roles of the Av and the Baal. According to the Ramban, the way I set it up is two independent entities that you add up together, 1 plus 1, and they all have their own processes that we now put together, and ultimately at the end of the day, fait accompli, that we have Afara. According to the Rambam, it's entirely the opposite, that it's not even 1 plus 1, but it's mamish one process, and therefore you need a Yom Shomo, and maybe that's going to have nafkaminas also, if we responded in that one-shot response that we got, and there wasn't a tziruf in that mahalach, that's also going to be an ikuv in our hafara. And now we have, according to the Rashba, no, a totally different mahalach, that no, be'ikaron, it's the av, and the Av can now exist. Once the Av's Hafara exists, now you could talk about a Hafara of the Baal that's now an offshoot of the existence of the Av.